Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour on the Hockman, Crowder, and Solana Show. 5 o'clock already, man. Crazy. It's brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. At a Funky Buddha yesterday, the only thing that went right for me yesterday, watching Uruguay get rocked 5-1 by the U.S. men's national team, I got to drown my sorrows in a Floridian, which was absolutely delicious. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour. We love our friends at Funky Buddha. Who knows? Maybe Hawk is having a Funky Buddha right now. He's at Epcot, if you're just joining us. That is the latest development in the Hawk-Epcot saga. Josh Appel is here with us. Crowder had to duck out a little early today. He's going to be on First Take tomorrow, so had to go travel to get there. He will be back tomorrow. Hawk will be back Friday. Appel, Solana will take you up until 6. Jimmy's here as well. Just looking here, there was a picture, Appel. Bill Belichick spotted at a cheerleading competition in Raleigh, supporting his girlfriend Jordan, who is a member of a co-ed adult cheerleading team.
I didn't know that was a thing.
What do we do with this? I don't know what to do with this stuff anymore, man.
That's just Bill Belichick being a good boyfriend.
I mean, what's going on?
It's here, very bizarre, man. It's very bizarre. I saw somebody say that this should be a fantasy football punishment for last place this year, having to join an adult co-ed cheerleading
team. That's so good. I mean, there's no way. Like, he's sitting there and he's saying to himself, I'm dating a cheerleader.
A 24-year-old cheerleader. Right? It is so beyond bizarre. But, again, being a good boyfriend, like, credit to him for going to that.
Listen, I've put up with more to have sex too. You know what I mean? Like, I get yeah, it, man. And I'm not hating on Bill Belichick. Like, hey, I gotcha. But also, what are we doing?
There has to be a line that we draw somewhere. It's like, hey, honey, you go to your cheerleading thing. Best of luck.
100%.
You'll tell me all about it when you're back home.
Right. Like, he didn't have a meeting scheduled that he just couldn't miss, a coordinator's meeting that he just could not miss at that exact same time.
I've got a recruiting visit coming. They've got a game. They play Duke this weekend. It's Duke week.
And he's out scouting the adult co-ed cheerleading team.
Oh, if I'm a booster at North Carolina and Chapel Hill and it's Duke week and Manny Diaz and those guys are coming in and I'm at an adult cheerleading competition for my 24-year-old girlfriend, I'm not happy about that.
Tough, man. That's tough. The Florida Panthers, we'll get to headlines in a second. The Florida Panthers are going to play in the Winter Classic. And today, the uniforms were released by the NHL of the Rangers, who the Panthers will play, the Rangers uniform and the Florida Panthers uniform for the upcoming Winter Classic game. That's going to be January 2nd. I'll be there. I don't know. Did you get tickets for this game or no?
I haven't spoken about this publicly, but I'm actually working the game.
Are you?
Yeah, so Sports USA is doing the they have the rights to the NHL. So they do the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference final, the Stanley Cup, select playoff games, and all of the outdoor games. And this year, I am the ringside reporter for the Winter Classic.
How about that? USA. Yeah. How about that? Yeah. Well, I'll be there too. I'm working the game as well.
I'll wave
to WQAM. You. I'm the reporter.
Are you really?
Yeah, for WQAM.
Sick. All right. Hey, listen, Solana and I at the Stanley Cup final this year, we a little toot our own horns a little bit. We crushed it with those post-game interviews.
I thought we did a good job.
Solana and Brad Marchand had a moment. Mm-hmm. He asked Vitek Vanacek whether he thought he should have been the starting goalie over Sergei Bobrovsky.
Good question.
We were getting the hard-hitting news. So it feels like this is a reward for both of us for the great work we did after Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final this year.
I'm excited for the Winter Classic. I've never been. I can scratch that off my sporting event bucket list because I've been to a Super Bowl. I'll go to a World Cup game this upcoming year. I've never been to a World Cup game, and now I've been to a Winter Classic, been to Stanley Cup Finals, all that good stuff. What do you think, Appel, about these jerseys? Because no joke, I love the Florida Panthers. I think they have the coolest retro logo maybe in sports with the OG Panther, the cat. And I don't know what the hell they did with this cat. And I don't even think it's the Panthers. Like, this is the NHL that designs these jerseys. Because for those that don't know, for the Winter Classic, the teams who play in the Winter Classic get a unique jersey just for that game every single season.
I love the general retro look with the colors and the stripes. I'm a big fan of all of that. And I don't even mind the leaping cat that's on here. Here's how the uniform and the logo is described. The Leaping Cat Reimagined, a tribute to the fans. Our vintage take on the original Leaping Cat is executed with felt and chain stitching that evoke hockey's traditional craftsmanship. Overthought it here, because it looks a little emaciated, if I'm being honest. It looks like a hairless cat.
That's exactly what it looks like. What are those cats? Jimmy, look that up. What are those cats that are hairless?
Hairless cats.
Like a sphinx?
Isn't the Sphinx the thing in Egypt?
I don't know. Look it up, Jimmy. What are the hairless cats called?
You nailed it. It's a Sphinx cat.
A Sphinx.
Cat.
I told you.
A Sphinx cat.
What am I thinking of?
I had
Mr. Bigglesworth.
I have this weird memory of fifth grade. I'm in love with this girl. Her name was Shayna.
And you got a co-ed cheerleading competition for Shayna?
No, I would have. And her name was Shayna, and she lived right around the corner from me. We used to go hang out. We would go home from school together. We'd walk home. And she had two sphinxes in her house. And it was the weirdest thing. I didn't want to go to her house because looking at a hairless cat, now this conversation got weird, but was just bizarre. Was just bizarre.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, that will be my only sticking point because I love the colors. I love everything else. I love the shoulder patch. I love the stripes. There's a hidden rat on the seam of the jersey.
Here's my problem. Here's my problem, Appel. You can describe the jersey details to me. I'm a big just vibes guy. I'm looking at the jersey eye test guy. This is the original Florida Panthers home jersey prior to them updating the logo and kind of rebranding, right? So this is the Leaping Cat red jersey. It's got the blue top. It's got the yellow stripe going through it. They make the Leaping Cat bad. It looks bad. It doesn't look appealing. And then there's gold shorts, which just don't match with the aesthetic of the Florida Panthers at all. It just doesn't look good.
I don't mind the shorts. Like I said, the only thing that I'm kind of iffy on is the Leaping Cat. I would have loved just the regular throwback original 93 cat or the one that has the broken stick in the paws and the claws, whatever you want to call it. Overall, though, I'm not going to sit here and, like, dissect every little thing about this jersey because it's pretty freaking cool that this team is playing at a Winter Classic. Not just a Stadium Series game, a Winter Classic, like the premier outdoor event for the NHL. The Florida Panthers are hosting it, and it's going to be down here in Miami at Lone Depot Park.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not debating that.
And I feel like a lot of times when uniforms like this get released and you see, like, the pictures of it and the photo shoot version, there are all these hot takes. And then you see that on the ice, in person, and those takes soften up a little bit.
But here's the thing. I don't care how they look on the ice. I swear. I care how they look on me.
Oh, I'm going to buy 100 of these.
Right, but that's the point. Like, these are supposed to be one-time, unique, special occasion jerseys for the fans. That's what these are for. Like, nobody's watching the game because of the uniforms. They're like this is a money grab for the NHL, and they botched it.
I'm not going to say they botched it. I'm not going to say
they botched it.
Now, if they don't have this shoulder patch logo on every single hat that they're selling, then they botched that.
That is fire. Maybe that's like a soft launch for an alternate Florida Panthers logo in the future.
The circular shoulder patch logo with the red lining and the circle and the Florida and the Panther logo. Oh, it is phenomenal. And if those hats exist, I hope they do, I'm buying 100 of them with all 800 of the jerseys that I buy.
Nothing like jersey talk.
I love
jersey talk. Let's do headlines here before I got to head out to the Heat game. The Heat are playing the Warriors, so Appel's going to stick around and finish out the show for us. Let's do headlines here. They're brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. I'm just seeing a text here, Appel. You told me during the break, you started the show yesterday, you filled in for all of us yesterday, that you have a ploy, a plan.
Yeah.
You're going to clean out the Coke Zero aisle in the vending machine.
Yeah, both of them.
Right. There's two. So Hawk was just on a tear over the past month having to come in, and the vending machines weren't restocked. And he posted video about it, and he complained on the air about it. He loves Coke Zero. He
for
calls
weeks.
It the nectar of the gods. And you have this brilliant idea to troll Hawk. We're going to clean out the Coke Zero. We're just going to go in there, spend $50, and buy out all the Coke Zero and hide them.
So I was just going to take them home and split them amongst the three of us. If Crowder was in amongst the four of us. Jimmy and I first pitched it to Jimmy yesterday and said that we should just drink the soda. And then Jimmy brought up a great point, which was that might make our stomachs hurt. So we could just buy it and then take them home. This is maybe one of the best ideas I've ever come up with in my entire life. And I hope that between the three of us, maybe Dan Day will join in, maybe we'll get Len to do so as well, and we can all pool together and get all 12 Coke Zeros out of the vending machine before Friday when Hawk is back.
I think Jimmy genuinely would clean that entire Coke Zero column out himself either way. So this is a no-brainer for Jimmy. I tell Jimmy, you know, he spends more money at that vending machine than anybody. I said, Jimmy, just go to Publix. Buy a 12-pack of Coke Zero, put them in the fridge, and nobody's going to drink them. There's nobody here. Nope. He likes it out of the vending machine.
Well, I tried bringing them, but people drink them.
So. Oh, I mean, now you just caught me red-handed. I had Jimmy buying me free sodas.
Nobody drinks them, except for me.
Go ahead, Appel. What do we have for headlines?
So you mentioned the Heat. They play tonight against the Warriors. Tip coming up at 7:30. Bam expected to play. Everybody out, essentially, for the Golden State Warriors. Solana will be on with Preheat at
6:15.
There you go. And then Tommy Tighe will be on as well before the Miami Heat audio experience takes over. Jason Jackson, of course, as he does for every Heat game. Dolphins, they're on a bye this week. They have the Saints and the Jets coming up after the bye week. Jordan Brooks was named AFC Defensive Player of the Week for the second time this season. 20 tackles against the Commanders. Now, Myles Garrett had, I think, 4 sacks in the Ravens game over the weekend, and he was snubbed by Jordan Brooks for the second time this season for AFC Defensive Player of the Week. Pipe down over there, Myles Garrett. All right? Irrelevant. Anyways, Shedeur Sanders, speaking to the Browns, Shedeur Sanders will make his first career start on Sunday against the Raiders, and our long national nightmare is over. He's finally getting his well-deserved first-team reps, so that talking point can go away. Hopefully, for his sake, he plays well on Sunday against a terrible Raiders defense on the road. Panthers, they're back in action tomorrow against the Devils. Jack Hughes, Devils' best player, he is out for a couple of months, sliced his finger at a team dinner last week. And unfortunately, the Panthers are also dealing with a bizarre injury of their own. Etu Lustureinen out week to week after suffering burns from a barbecue incident,
that's
according
crazy,
to Paul Maurice.
Man. That is a crazy situation. Suffering burns from a barbecue incident.
Terrible.
I got to get a pic of his barbecue. Like, what's his setup? Because if he's just got a little...
I'm going to do some digging.
A little charcoal grill in his backyard, that's embarrassing. If he's got, you know, big-time grill, then I can see where something may go awry.
Look, I didn't just end up as the ringside reporter for the Winter Classic for no reason. I will get to the bottom of this and work my sources. Let me tell you. Hopefully he's able to come back sooner rather than later. More bad injury news. Cole Schwint, who had played well for the Panthers on that fourth line, out 2 to 3 months. Collided with Sergei Bobrovsky in Monday's win against the Canucks. Broke his arm. Needs surgery. He'll get that surgery once the swelling goes down. The Panthers have 7 regulars out of the lineup due to injury. That is tied for the most in the league. 6 of those 7 are forwards. Dmitry Kulikov's absence on that third pair of the defense, they're feeling that a little bit.
Do you want to guess what the line is? Miami hosting Golden State. No Steph Curry. No Draymond Green. Probably no Jimmy Butler either. No Jonathan Kuminga. I mean, this is really a Golden State Warriors team without pretty much anybody. Did you just look up? I just asked you to guess the line, and I saw you.
I was looking.
I don't know if you know how to play this game, Appel.
No, I have one more note for headlines, and I was getting that ready.
Gotcha.
Before I'm gonna guess the line is 9.5 Heater favorite.
You looked it up.
I swear to God, I didn't.
You looked it up.
Look at the screen.
Well, I mean, you can exit out a browser as well.
My hands have been in the air since you called me out for looking up the Hurricane schedule this Saturday.
You're pretty good at this then. Miami is -10.5 hosting.
If I looked it up and saw that it was 10.5, why wouldn't I say 10.5?
That's crazy. 10.5 point favorites against the Golden State Warriors tonight.
Yeah, that would it surprise you, though, if the Heat end up fumbling this one?
No, wouldn't surprise me.
Because they did it against the Cavs. I know the Cavs
all the time.
Didn't have as many guys out, but they didn't have Mobley, they didn't have Mitchell, and the Heat found a way to lose that one.
I think the Cavs are a deeper team, though. Do you want to guess Norman Powell over-under on points tonight? That's what I wanted you to do. We didn't have to get to it. 23.5 tonight. 23.5. Bam Adebayo was at 18.5. Again, Bam expected to play.
Miami, the Hurricanes, this is what I looked up on the computer. They are on the road this weekend at Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
Tough place to play always. Enter Sandman, all that stuff. Virginia Tech introduced James Franklin as their new football coach today. Obviously, he won't take over until after the season. But Virginia Tech feeling good about themselves. Miami's dealing with all the noise about the college football playoff and being leapfrogged. Well, not leapfrogged, but Notre Dame being put so far ahead of them and all the nonsense going on with the playoff committee right now. And Miami then will finish up the season against Pitt on the 29th on that Saturday after Black Friday. Your weather, another beautiful day in South Florida. Sun's going down, sun setting. Temperatures will be in the high 70s tonight. And again, another beautiful day in South Florida. That's your weather sponsored by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
All right, so here's what's going to happen. I have to duck out. I got to head to a Miami Heat game. We'll be live at 6:15 on pre-heat. Josh Appel is going to finish out this show for us. Appel, I'll see you tomorrow.
Can't wait.
And Appel will close out this show with Jimmy. Crowder will be back tomorrow. I'll be in tomorrow with Josh. Hawk will be back on Friday. More 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour coming up on the Hawkman, Crowder, and Solana show.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I'm going to flip your chair over if I wasn't in this wheelchair.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour on Hochman, Crowder, and Solana. Appel in for Hawk. Solana had to take off to the Kaseya Center. Both Solana and Crowder will be back tomorrow. I'm in for Hawk for one more day until he's back on Friday. Jimmy's been great this week running things in the other studio. I know Jimmy is saving up his money. I know Solana is saving up his money. I'm working an extra day this week so we can clean out the two vending machines of all the Coke Zero before Hawk returns to the studio on Friday. And I hope that somebody here films his reaction, because I absolutely cannot wait to see it. We're going to do this, and we're going to pull it off. Coming up next, Dan Day with Sports Day. He'll take you up to 6:15. 6:15, we'll have Preheat with Solana, taking you all the way up until the 7:30 tip-off between the Heat and the Warriors tonight on National Play Monopoly Day. We never got to that during the show today, and the only reason I bring that up is because anytime I see anything about Monopoly, I think of the McDonald's Monopoly promotion from years ago, and there was a documentary about it on HBO, and I actually have a family connection to that documentary and to the Monopoly McDonald's promotion. Uncle Marvin was part of the documentary. Very interesting if you want to go seek it out, but we have certainly talked about it at some family gatherings. It is certainly very interesting. Dolphins are off this week. Canes are fighting for their playoff lives. Cannot believe the committee is doing this to them, although I think we can actually believe it. The Notre Dame brand is getting some favorability over a Miami team that they lost to earlier in the season. So hopefully Miami can win out and make this really difficult on the committee, and we can see them twist their brains into pretzels once more as they reveal why they're leaving Miami out of the college football playoff. All right, again, Sports Day coming up next, 6 to 6:15. Preheat at 6:15 with Solana, taking you up until 7:30 for the Heat and the Warriors. Thanks to Zach Gelb. Thanks to Coach Larinaga. And thank you to Chris Whittingham for joining us today. We will be back tomorrow with more Hochman, Crowder, and Solana. We'll talk to you then.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.